Kutta Sichas Chelek Chavbeis, Parsha Kedoshim Sicha Beis. Noch damit der Teure sagt, dass der Dim, sagt dann den Dim von Orlo und Kerem Ravai, after the Teure tells us the laws of Orlo and Kerem Ravai, which is that in the third year, for 3 years you're not allowed to eat any of the fruit of a new tree, the fourth year you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And then it goes on to say, "Shteitem pasuk." The pasuk says, "Ubach shana chamishis." In the fifth year, toichlu aspiria, you can eat the fruit, meaning unrestricted. Lahisiv lachem tuasai, so that there will be an increase to your yield. Ani Hashem alakechem, I am Hashem. Is Rashi matik deverte lahisiv lachem tuasai? Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk to increase the yield. Well, Mefarish, and he explains it this way: Hamitzvah Azois, this mitzvah shetishmeru that you will keep, tia will act as, will serve lahaisiv lachem tuasai, to add and increase your yield. Shebeschar ani bevarach lachem peidus anatias, because in reward for keeping the mitzvah of not eating for 3 years, I will bless the fruits of the plants of the trees that you planted. But Pashtus Lendman, so to understand the Rashi in the simple sense, what Rashi is saying, as Rashi Kumba Varnan, Rashi is trying to explain, as Diverta Lohesul Chem Tuasai, that the words to increase your yields, and Anishbehem Shech Dovuk Tzuba Shanach Hamishis Toich Luas Piryai, are not connected to the words which preceded immediately, in the fifth year you can eat the fruits. Because how could you say that you will have an increase of yield because you ate in the fifth year? What is a salib teichelus period? Because you ate the fruit in the fifth year, for that Hashem will reward you? What kind of reward do you deserve for eating in the fifth year? Nor, rather, what it means is, das ist David zum Friedigen Psukim, that this is connected, is a throwback to their previous Psukim, the earlier Psukim, wo es retzich wegen Shmiris HaMitzvah, where the Torah outlines the restrictions that are connected to the Mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat for 3 years, the fourth year you have to take it to Yerushalayim. And that's what he says, HaMitzvah HaZois, and the reward for keeping those Mitzvahs, Shatishmeru, that you will keep, Tiya Lohesiv, that will serve as an increase, that I will provide an increase of your yield. As is Abinish Verstandig, that Riches Aloshin and Pirish Rashi, but we still have to understand why Rashi, there's so many words in Rashi. It would seem that he could say the Gedab Tzog Mekitzer, he could have said it much more briefly. Al Derech Vi, or succinctly, Adalah Vida Evan and Ezra, similar to what the Evan Ezra says, as Lahaisiv Lachem Tuasai, that the words to increase your yield is Dovak im Kedesh Lulim, is connected to the earlier words that the fourth year is sanctified, and so Kayetzabai, or something similar, he could have said, Adavida Rajba in Rajbam, or the way the Rajbam says, Lahaisiv Lachem Tuasai, to increase your yield. For this you will merit im tasuk asher tzivisi, if you do as I instructed. So very briefly, very succinctly, they say the same thing that Rashi is saying, but the Rashi elaborates much more. And even if you want to explain it this way, which is a difficult explanation, but an attempt would be made, as Rashi vil euch klar machen, then Pirush from Lohisul Chem Tuasai, that Rashi is also trying to explain what the words to increase your yield means. Ados meint, that it means, B'schor ani mevarach lechem peiros anatiyos, that in reward for keeping these mitzvahs, I will increase the yield of the fruits of your plants, of your trees. Hat Rashi geken zogem bekitzer, Rashi could have said that much more briefly too. Lohisul Chem Tuasai, in reward for the mitzvah that for this mitzvah I will bless the fruits of your trees. But Rashi says it much more. The mitzvah that you will keep will act to increase the tfua, the yield of your field, because in reward of left unsaid is for doing the mitzvah, I will bless the fruits of your trees. So we have to understand why Rashi is elaborating. Beis. Oich zenefaran noch kama diyukim loshna Rashi. There's a few other questions. If you look closely at the wording in Rashi, and mehem amongst them is number one. Hamitzvah azoy shetishmeru. Rashi says this mitzvah that you will keep. Why does Rashi add the word this mitzvah? The mitzvah that you will keep. As Rashi vold gezok tishmeru mitzvah, Rashi simply would have said, if you will keep this the mitzvah, without saying this mitzvah, which is a separate word in Hebrew, under hadgosha azayis, without emphasizing that it's this particular mitzvah, voltman euch gewusst, we would also know as retzach wegen der mitzvah, we would know that we're talking about the mitzvah of Orla, because that's the context. The pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of Arla. Obviously, it says if you keep this mitzvah, the mitzvah, you will be rewarded. Obviously, it's this mitzvah. Another question: Ani mevarach lechem peiros hanetiyos. I will bless for you the fruits of the trees. Is Rashi meshana from loshna pasuk to pasuk? Why does Rashi change the wording as it appears in the pasuk? The pasuk says, "I will bless." Your tvua means literally it means the grain, but it means, in a general sense, it means the yield. But in any case, that's the word that the pasuk says. So why does Rashi change it to the fruits of the trees? Afilu oy Rashi da bavarnen. Even if we will say that Rashi needs to explain, as the taych von tvua say da, that the meaning of the word tvua here. Is nish tfuas hasada is not to be understood as it generally means the grain of the field, because that's narrowly interpreted. The word tfuah means grain. So Rashi wants to tell you we're not talking about the grain here, nor natiyas akerem, but we're talking about the vineyards, the vines in the vineyard. And the Taitim call it Michael, as at the beginning of this parsha where it starts talking about Arla, it says you will plant any fruit tree. So in other words, Rashi wants to point out that here we're talking about trees, not about grain as the conventional meaning of the word tfua. If that's what he means, hot Rashi gedavt zogen bekitzer, Rashi could have said it in also again much more succinctly. Mevorach lechem haperes, I will bless for you the fruits, other anatias or the trees. Vos are the kefal aloshim peres anatias. Why does he have to use both terms, the fruits of the trees? Gimel weiter is Rashi mamshich. Rashi goes on to explain. Hoy Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva would say, Dibra Torah keneged yetzahara, that in this case the Torah speaks in. To undermine the Yetzirah. Shelo yomer Adam, because it's, I guess you could worry that a person could say, Harei arba shonim ani mitzdayer b'chinam. For 4 years I have to put in all this work and I get nothing or very little, because 3 years you get nothing. The fourth year you have to schlep it to Yerushalayim to eat it there. So I worked for 4 years. And I got nothing. Lafikach nema. Therefore, it says lahesiv lechem tfuasai. And in other words, that the Yetzer would say, "What are you going to just waste 4 years of work?" So the Torah says, "No, I will increase your yield as a result of this, and in the reward for this." So Rashi quotes this what Rabbi Kiva says. So the question is, Slibos bring Rashi the maima from Rabbi Kiva. Why does Rashi bring this in to the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Why is it relevant here? Not relevant, but why is it necessary here? Lerna Mefarshim, so some commentaries explain, as the mit farem for Rashi, that Rashi is coming to explain. Favosh tei deschar nogdem vi bashona chamishis toichlu. Why did Rashi ask the question? The reward comes for the 3 years and the fourth year that you're not allowed to eat, or you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Where does Hashem spell out what the reward is going to be after he says in the fifth year you can eat it unrestricted? Why does he leave explain the reward after speaking about what you can do unrestricted? For that there is no reward. The reward comes for the earlier part of the psukim. So why doesn't he tell you the reward, what you're being rewarded for? Why doesn't he tell you the reward where he talks about keeping the mitzvah, for which you're being rewarded? bring this. So therefore, since we have that question, bring Rashi Maimer Rav Akiva. That's why Rashi brings this statement of Rav Akiva as the schar kum defar was arba shana min mitzayir bechinam, because for 4 years I have to put in all this work for nothing. Was der adam halt sich ab von essen the peiros bishana chamishit, because the person has to control himself and not eat the fruit until the 5th year. V'achikamer, so this is what he's saying. Masha techlu b'chamishis bilvad, the fact that you will eat it only in the 5th year, that's when you will begin eating your fruit. V'loy, but not earlier. Yeh, that will serve to reward you that you will be blessed in the yield. So that's what he's trying to explain. Of the pirush is nishglatik, but this answer, this explanation doesn't really do enough to explain it. Valdosos the schar mitzvah steht nicht früher, because the question why the reward for the mitzvah is not written earlier after what it tells you, you know, in the place where you're being rewarded for, is melechatchila ken kashayla nisht. It's not a question at all. In pshuto shel mikra, at least from the perspective of pshuto shel mikra, the direct meaning of the psukim. Why not? Because b'derech klal, generally speaking, dort vus ved gezoktim teiras de schar mitzvah, wherever the Torah gives you, tells you what the reward for the mitzvah will be. It's not by all mitzvahs that the Torah gives you a reward. Gives you a reward for every mitzvah, but tells you which reward it is. It's not by every mitzvah, only in a select few. When it does tell you what the reward for the mitzvah is going to be, state is b'siyum ha'inyan. It's always at the very end of the subject, after giving you all the laws, telling you how to keep the mitzvah. Then it says, what's the reward for it? This will be the reward. So that's exactly what happens in our case. First, the Torah deals with all the details of the mitzvah. First it tells you what you need to do. You have to refrain from eating it in the 3 years. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim the 4th year. In the 5th year, you can begin to eat. That's the law associated with a new fruit tree. 3 years you should need it. Therefore, after, in the 5th year, then finally you can eat your fruit. And then, after telling you everything that you need to do, so that's where he tells you what the reward is. After he finished telling you what you need to do, the Torah tells you what Hashem will do for you for having done all this, to increase your yield. So therefore, the question why he leaves it for here is not a question at all. That's how it should. That's how it's all over the Torah. So therefore, what exactly is Rashi? What is the reason that Rashi brings this statement of Rabbi Kiva? We also need another explanation also. Was Rashi bringt dem in the Betzir of Shem Omri? Why Rashi quotes it in the name of Rabbi Kiva? He is the one that said it, but Rashi usually does not tell us who is the one that said a certain thing that he brings, unless there is a reason why. As we discussed many times, Rashi does that, quotes the, tells you the name of the person that said it, only in the case vu, where das is meisiv in avonis apirish, where it adds something to understanding what's happening. So if you know the name of the person, you get a better understanding of why he said it and what it, you know, explains the matter better. So we have to understand what is it that telling us that Rabbi Kiva said it will add to this discussion. Unnachmer, even more, in dem gufa is Rashi medayik. There's another question. Even just telling you that it's Rabbi Kiva, Rashi doesn't just simply tell us Rabbi Kiva said. He says, Hoyer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva would say, was accustomed to say, as Rabbi Kiva flechtendig zogen de maimer. This is like some saying. Rabbi Kiva would always say this. This is something Rabbi Kiva would always say. Was gut gitzu diad gosho. What does that add to this discussion that Rabbi Kiva didn't say it once? He said it many times. In Avonos Inyan, how does that explain anything more? Dalit. In the maimer gufa, But Rashi brings from Rabbi Akiva. In, let's talk about the dictum that Rabbi Akiva said. Rashi quotes from Rabbi Akiva. Is nishvashtanik. We also have to understand about that. As zayne do kama v'kama mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs by velcha teira zokton the v'schara mitzvah. I don't know many, but quite a number of mitzvahs that the Torah tells us what the reward is. Well, Rashi is bazei nishma farish, and Rashi does not explain in all those places, as the tambas, the Torah is maftiach schara mitzvah, that the reason that the Torah tells you what the reward will be is keneged yetzahara, is in order to counter the yetzahara, the influence of the yetzahara. The haino as luladim schara, which means to say that if the Torah wouldn't tell you what the reward would be, that the Yetzirah and the Shlozim Akaims and the Mitzvah, the Yetzirah will not allow you to do it without knowing that Hashem will reward you. That's what he's saying. So in no other place does Rashi tell you that this is in order to counter the influence of the Yetzirah. Suddenly here he feels that he has to say it from Vanish the Hecha. So therefore, what is the necessity as Dafke Derschar, that specifically this reward is under the Schar Mitzvahs, is different than all the other places where the Torah tells you the reward, and that in this case it was said to counter the influence of the Yetzirah, and not because Hashem feels that he owes you a reward. That's not the reason. It's in order to counter the Yetzirah. Maybe it's just simply because Hashem says, you know, you put in all this work, this effort, I'll reward you. How do you know that it has something to do with the Yetzirah? We can understand by the section in the Torah which talks about a woman, that if a man of the army goes to war and a man sees a woman of the non-Jewish, of the enemy, and he likes her and he wants to marry her, so Torah tells you what to do. You bring her home and she has to mourn her parents for 30 days and so on, and then you can marry her. So over there also Rashi tells us, that's the only other place where Rashi says, if it says that you can take her as a wife, she's not a Jewish woman, you have to convert her of course, but generally the Torah doesn't encourage finding a non-Jewish woman to marry. So he said, Rashi says, Loi dibra Torah el keneged Yetzirah, that the Torah here was only countering the influence of the Yetzirah. Because when a man is out there in the middle of the war, far away from home, there certain things could occur to him, and the Torah doesn't want him to do anything worse, and therefore says, you want, bring her home, and there you can marry her. Valvirashi is mevayer, or as Rashi puts it, im ein hakadosh baruch hu matira, because if Hashem does not allow you to marry her in the program that the Torah lays out about how to go about it, yisa'ena be'isur, then he will marry her without the Torah's okay, and in a way that he will decide. Das heißt, das be'etzem voltes gedav zayin adavar osa, which means essentially this should be prohibited altogether. Nor HaKadosh Baruch Hu matir, but in this case that the Hashem allowed it, and it's in order to counter the influence of the Yetzer Hara, and therefore an inyan vasis muchach mitoyche adasa gizogavar neged Yetzer Hara. Therefore, over there, it's clear that the Torah did it only in order to mitigate the influence of the Yetzer Hara. Shouldn't get any worse than it is already. Over there, it's obvious why Rashi says it. That's the case. Over v'chlal is inyan schar for a mitzvah gefindmen befeirish in Torah by kamel kamel mitzvahs. But in otherwise, we find rewards that the Torah tells us to reward by a number of mitzvahs, as we said before. And thus is a yisoid benegei to mitzvahs. In fact, this is a foundational belief in regards to mitzvah. As their Eivish to Gitzchar Mitzvah. It's one of the 13 principles of our faith that Hashem rewards a person for good deeds, as he does for the opposite. So therefore, it's a worthy thing for Hashem to say that he will reward a person. So the question is, why is this reward that the Torah spells out for the mitzvah from Arlo and Kalev and Kerem Revai, for the mitzvah of Arlo and the fourth year of the vineyard, as dafke er is gezogivor and keneged yetzara, that this particular reward was said only to counter the influence of the yetzara. Why not just say the Torah tells you reward for the mitzvah? He wants to lay the foundation that he will reward mitzvahs. Hey, vaytashtoltzach Rashi. Then Rashi goes on and he quotes other words from the pasuk, the final words of the pasuk, Ani Hashem. He quotes the words as I am Hashem, which is how the Hashem conclude, the Torah concludes that the subject, on his mefarish, and he explains, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, hamavtiach al kach, I am the one that assures you or promises you this, v'nem on lishmer avtachosi, and I am trustworthy to keep my promise. Is nishmuvan, so we have to understand about this too. The Lashon HaRagel b'Pirush Rashi b'Kegoyin Da, the more common words that Rashi uses in this kind of situation, meaning where it says Ani Hashem, Rashi often explains why it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem at the end of a mitzvah. And he says it in a much, again, more concisely, Ne'eman l'shalom schar, Ani Hashem, I can be trusted to pay reward. Here he makes it completely different. Vavos is Rashi da, Ma'irech b'lushayna. Why over here does he expound and elaborate? Ani Hashem, I am Hashem amavtiach, the one who promises you al kach for this. V'ne'eman, and I am trustworthy, lishmer avtachasi, to keep my promise. Nochmer, another question. Nishnor is a sad narichus alosha. Not only is it an elaboration of the words, but it's also a change. He doesn't say, as he commonly usually does, I am can be trusted to pay reward. Nor I am trustworthy to keep my promise, not to give reward, to keep my promise. The Oyin, another thing, Rashi is Mishana. Rashi changes Oich von Zayn Friedikin Loshem Binyaneinu. He changes from the wording that he himself used in this subject. Earlier he said, in reward for keeping this mitzvah, I will bless the yield of your field, as we learned earlier. So there he uses the term reward. And over here he says, I promised you, I made a promise, I say, I promised you, and I can be trusted to keep my promise, instead of just talking in terms of reward. So many questions were asked. Vav. So to explain all this, the shailim pasuk was Rashi kumt faremferim bepirushay. The question that Rashi is dealing with which he attempts to answer in his commentary, is nishmenigayedem art from the vertelayzulchem tuasi. It's not about the placement of where he told you about the reward. As we asked before, that why didn't he say it before the fifth year? Why should have said it after the fourth year? Ukanal siv gimel, as we said before, that's not what he's trying to answer, because as in pshutus l'mikras, this mechal chilnish kin kashka and kashanit. Because according to the simple, direct understanding of the psukim, this is not a question at all, as we said before. So it's not what he's trying to answer. Nor, rather, what is he trying to answer? The Pirush HaTeves, he has a problem with the meaning of the words in the pasuk. Oib the Torah vol stam gemeint onzog dem schara mitzvah. If the Torah simply wanted to tell us what the reward for the mitzvah is, had gedavstein, it should have said al derav inander ete, similar to what it says in other places, lema'an, so that when you do this mitzvah, so that ha'yisav l'chem tulasa, he will increase your yield. Like if you remember from Shema, we say Laman Yirbu Yumechem. If you do all those things that it says in Vahayim Shemaya, Laman Yirbu Yumechem, so that the days of your children will be, you know, you will be kept in the Eretz Yisrael for a long time. It says Laman. Other or Ve'aisiv Lachem Tuvasei, and I will increase your yield. Something like that. The Lashon Ve'aisiv Lachem Tuvasei, when he says it the way he does here, so that it will increase your yield, b'lamed dechilasa, by adding a lamed at the beginning, vice, that indicates ados is the mechuben utachlus fun de mitzvah, that this is the purpose, the intent of this mitzvah. Do this so that it will increase your yield. It's sort of, it's like giving a, not just a promise, it's telling you that when you do this, this is the result. It will, you do this in order that he will increase your yield. 3 years you're not allowed to eat it all. B'shana Ravi is called Piriyei Kodesh. The fourth year you have to treat it like a holy thing, take a dead stroll. Kidei, in order, why should you do all this? So that he will increase your yield. Al derech, similar, the meaning of the words are similar to what it says, Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekatshei. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, which means, what does mean remember the day of Shabbos? Make Kiddush. That's basically what it means. Make Kiddush. When you make Kiddush, it sanctifies Shabbos. It draws attention, it makes it important. You don't just sit down to the meal, you're remembering that this is Shabbos, so that it sanctifies. That's what elevates Shabbos for you, because you brought attention to it. So the word Lekatshe means that's the purpose of making Kiddush, is in order to sanctify Shabbos. Plus the Lekatshe is nishaschar. Lekatshe is not a reward for remembering Shabbos. No, the matar and tachlis from the mzachar, it is the purpose. That's the goal. The goal is, why should you remember Shabbos? Or in other words, make Kiddush in order to elevate Shabbos to in its sanctity. The fun is Rashi Machriach. From this Rashi deduces, as the pshat in Pasuk is, that the meaning of the Pasuk here is, HaMitzvah HaZois, in this particular case, as distinct from anywhere else, this is a unique case. That's why he says Hazayis, this mitzvah, shetishmeru, that you will keep, tiyeh lohesev lechem tuasei, acts is for the purpose of increasing your yield. And he elaborates, chotchot b'chlal dafme mekayim zayin a mitzvah defar, even though normally we say that why does a yid keep a mitzvah? It's because v'sazoyah de'ebish tegizah hasten, the reason we do a mitzvah is only because Hashem commanded us to do it. There's no other considerations. But by der mitzvah, in other words, that we don't do it in order to get rewarded. We don't do a mitzvah. The Mishnah says, don't be like a servant that serves his master in order to be rewarded. Serve Hashem without the expect. Of course, we know that he will reward, but that's not why we don't do the mitzvah. But by der mitzvah, zoktere, but by this mitzvah, that's why he says the mitzvah hazois, in this particular case, is a shmira as ir shmira, that the reason for keeping this mitzvah is megzaim lechatchilim et hakavon lezer lechem tuasei. In this case, you are permitted to do it in order that it will increase your yield. In other words, in this case, you're allowed to have a mind, yes, I'm doing this in order that Hashem will bless my yield in the future years. Normally we discourage that. Don't do mitzvahs in order to be rewarded. In this case, it's okay to think, I'm doing it in order to be rewarded, so Hashem will increase the yield. That's why it says, Le'hoisif, you're doing the mitzvah in order that Hashem will increase the yield. When Dosavos Rashi is Ma'irich B'Lushoni, that's why Rashi elaborates on this. Divert Le'hoisif L'chem Tu'asai, he's trying to say that the words in so that he will increase your yields and anishken onzog of the schar mitzvah is not Hashem telling you what the reward is going to be, nor the Torah red da beikiv and kavanas adam. The Torah is telling you what you should have in mind when you're doing the mitzvah, or what you're permitted to have in mind when you're doing the mitzvah, as a tud the mitzvah gedei lo yizlochem to us, that you're doing the mitzvah so that Hashem will reward, will increase your yield. Kum Toisel comes out as in Pirush Rashi, Veren Arez Gebracht Tzvein Yonad. Rashi here is telling us 2 points. Number one, the Pirush from Lohezel Chem Tuasai is that what is the meaning of so that it will increase your yield? As Dos Retzich Vegen Kavonas Adam. That here, Hashem here is talking to the person that's doing the mitzvah. This is addressed to you, so that you can do it, so that he will increase your yield. This mitzvah that you are doing, keeping, tiyeh, will be for the purpose, so that Hashem will increase your yield. That's point number one. Point number two, the tam via zoi kender ida zoi trachten. We need a reason. Why is it that a yid is suddenly allowed to have in mind the reward? Why is he doing it now in order to have be rewarded? Because in this case, Hashem instructed us specifically for the azoi vetezayim bepayil. Because this is why the Eibishter tells it over here, that this is what's going to happen. Because in reward for your keeping the mitzvah, I will bless your fruits, the fruits of your trees. So I misspoke when I said the reason, not why a person, we'll get to that later, the reason why a person can do it that way, the reason how you know that it's going, that this is why you're doing it. How do you know that this is why you're doing it? Who said that that's what's going to happen? Because Hashem said, this is what's going to happen. That's why Rashi spells it out. Because yes, this is what Hashem assured you, promised you, that he will do it. Zayin, apizeh verdeshayla. So based on this, the following question comes up. If lahaysev lachem, that he will increase your yield, was simply telling you what the reward is going to be. Then there would be no question why it's written all the way at the end of the subject, as he always does. He always tells you the reward after explaining what's expected of you. Then Hashem says, and this is what I'll do for you, as he said before. But according to the way Rashi is now explaining it, that really this is talking to you, the person that's doing the mitzvah, that you should know, you should do the mitzvah in order to be rewarded. Then it does become a question, if this is part of how you should be practicing the mitzvah. Don't eat it during the 3 years. So then it should say right there, you should know that the reason you're doing it and not eating for 3 years is because Hashem is going to increase your yield. If it was simply stating a reward, but that's not what you're supposed to be having in mind when you're doing the mitzvah, then it could say at the end. But if it's a part of how you're supposed to be practicing the mitzvah, then it should say in the context of your practicing the mitzvah. Where, in other words, where it says lo yachol for three years, it shouldn't be eaten. And it should say, do not eat it. Lahaysev lachem tulasa, because I will increase your yield as a result of this. Pavarantas Rashi dordema says mishana from loshna kozav tulasi. That's why Rashi explains this by changing the wording of the pasuk, which the pasuk says to us, as we asked before, and then Rashi says the fruits of the trees. How does that explain it? Durchstellen die Werte, lahisel chem to us enocha v'shona chamishis. By placing the words so that he will increase the yield after he tells you what to do in the fifth year. While will the pasuk undeiten eifen bracha, the pasuk is telling you about the way the bracha will come about. The pshat in lohesav lachem tuase, the meaning of so that it will increase your yield, is nish nor as the Eibishter vet gemat teisus bracha in the tzmicha vux from the peiros. The blessing is not just that your trees will give there'll be many fruits growing on a tree. Large fruits growing on a tree. It's not just about how the fruits will grow, the yield that will come. Nor as euch noch dann die Zwellen auswachsen, the peiros and the tears, but that also after the fruits grow, von Shana Chamishis of the fifth year, the fruits of the fifth year, which you can finally eat, sein die great Zeuchlos period, so that now you can go ahead and eat it. That in ze gufe chal sein birches Hashem beifen shol haisafa beribui. When you're ready to eat, in other words, it's off the tree, as you eat it, there will be a blessing in the fruit that you're eating. I will bless the fruits which came off the tree. Not just that it'll grow large, many fruits. when you sit down to eat it, it will be blessed. That's why it says after the fifth year. Roshana Chamish is the fifth year. When you're sitting down to eat, it will be blessed as well. Al Darvi Rashi Zokt in Parsha Bahar, similar to what Rashi says in Parsha Bahar, Af Betoich HaMe'ayim Tehei Bei Bracha. Even when you eat it in your stomach, it'll be healthy, it will add to your health, it will go down well, and other whatever, the fruits will work in your digestive system, it won't give you a stomach ache and so on. It'll be blessed in that way too. And that's why the blessing is written after the fifth year, because it wants to include also not just that it'll grow well, but also when you're sitting down to eat, it'll be blessed in that way too. Ches. Es bleibt aber nicht verstanden, but we still have to understand something more. Mit was ist die Mitzvah anders von alle anderen Mitzvahs, was dafke bei ihr? Why is this Mitzvah different than all other Mitzvahs, that it's only by this Mitzvah is number one, Teire Zokton, as me megel rachil makayim zayin, the Mitzvah gedei lohiz l'ram tvoasei. That the Torah tells you, you're allowed to, in this case, do the mitzvah for the purpose of being rewarded. And number two, the schar atzmei is anders vi the schar von anderen mitzvahs. In this case, the reward is different than reward for other mitzvahs. In a neifen shalei be'erech, in a way that it's completely, it's exponentially greater than the other blessings that are given. A bracha von imperus anatias kanal, that the blessing extends not only to the way the fruits grow, but also that the way you eat them, the way you enjoy them, the way you benefit from them after they've grown. So in other words, it's a double blessing. Not only will they grow well and molt and increase the yield and so on, but it'll also go down well. And by the way, it doesn't mean only limited to, you know, to digestive issues. It could be the price of you know, grapefruits will go up, the whatever plant you're planting. It could be so many ways in which that the yield is increased in so many different ways. But that's what he's saying, that it'll be increased in many other ways. I just use the digestive thing because that's what Rashi says in Bahar. Bring to Far Rashi. So therefore, Rashi brings the Maimah from Rabbi Kiva, what Rabbi Kiva told us. Dibra Torah keneged Yetzirah, that the Torah here was talking to counter the Yetzirah. Shleimer Adam, that because a person shouldn't say, I'm wasting so much time, so many years, with no reward. The Baal Sezei Shetzim Akaim Zan the Mitzvah, since it's so difficult to do the Mitzvah. For a mensch ken doch taine, because a person could say, Harba Shanam in the Yetzirah, 4 years I have to invest into planting and plowing and so on, and I don't get anything out of it. Hot mematir given for this reason, because it's so difficult that for 4 years you have to work and get nothing. Therefore, the Torah permitted one. That's why the Torah gave this, leniency. Gemacht geneged yetzahara. He did it in order to counter the yetzahara. So hab in zinin dem schar mitzvah beis kiyuma, that you can envision the reward as you're doing the mitzvah. Unkadei tzubafridigin im yetzahara, in order to satisfy the yetzahara, is the eivish maftiach haschar shalei derech haragel, in order to put down, in order to satisfy the yetzahara's needs, Hashem says not only will it be an increase in yield, but it'll also be an increase in all those other ways after it comes off the tree, as we talked about. And therefore we can understand very simply that Rashi is the Noch Mamshich, Ani Hashem. Why Rashi continues, I am Hashem, Ani Hashem HaMavtiach Al Kach, I am Hashem that assures you about this, V'nem HaLishmet after Chosi, and I can be trusted to keep my promise. Das ist nicht maspik, do is nicht maspik, the Ziruz, Nem HaLishalom Schar. Over here it's not enough to say, in general terms, like Rashi says in other places, trust me, I will reward you. That doesn't work in this particular case. Under mitzvahs, like it does work in other mitzvahs. Since we're talking here about a mitzvah, that a person, the Torah permits him to do it for the purpose of being rewarded. And if he didn't have the reward that comes along with it, the Yetzirah could get his way. Nijda laws and sumakaims on the mitzvah and interfere and not allow the yid to carry out this mitzvah, at least properly. The Ribbit is da, the Pirush from Ani Avaya. Therefore, in this case, when Hashem says, I am Hashem, it's not just, yes, I'll reward you, in general terms, but more. Hamaftiach al kach, I promise you this, v'nem alishmer avtachasi, and I can be trusted to follow through on my promise. This nikados is a haftach of a neivishim, when a yid knows that this is something that Hashem promised in the Torah, when there is nem alishmer avtachasi, and he can be trusted to fulfill his promise, is thus maspik, then that will be enough already. As oich the yitzahara, as long as Muslim maskim say that even the yitzahara will agree, oifenkima mitzvah, that he won't interfere with your doing the mitzvah, because there's so much at stake, there's so much reward. Tess. By a Talmud memulach, kenzach abedavekna shayla, but by a gifted student, not your regular student, but a gifted student could have a further question. Vi kumtas amazol by der mitzvah azoifel meshana l'mfinal mitzvah. Why is it that by this mitzvah the Torah changes so many of the even fundamental things that are connected to regularly to mitzvahs? For instance, not to do it for the reward. In this case, matir machen tzopid l'shem schar. Here, the Torah allows you to do it for the purpose of reward, and the tzunoch. And in addition to that, maftir zayin aschar bilti tivi v'ragil klal, to promise you a reward which is goes beyond any normal reward. And who is he doing it for? It's not every yid that has a problem doing a mitzvah because it's difficult. There could be such people. In other words, a person that's on a lower level in his commitment to Hashem, and that make it, because it's so difficult, he may fail to do the mitzvah. So that is not, we're not talking about the upper echelons of Jewish life. We're talking about somebody, a basic person. As the Einzig Evek Tzopoyel Nafim, this is a kind of person that the only way you can get him to do the mitzvah, to do this mitzvah, is to bavor in the Kenegi Yetzahara, is to make sure that the Yetzahara doesn't get his way. So the question is, why is it that the Torah goes so far in this particular mitzvah? Zokt Rashi. So therefore Rashi tells you, Adoz Zokt Rabbi Akiva, that this was said by Rabbi Akiva. Derevas had gezokt va'afta l'recha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It's the same Rabbi Akiva that said, love your fellow as yourself. That is the great rule of the Torah, the biggest rule in the Torah. Oich is Rabbi Akiva given, Derevas hayer rogel l'zakas is Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva also was the very person which the Gemara says that he would always find ways in order to make things good for Jewish people, to find merits, to say nice things about the Jewish people. That's what the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva. Unloit shittas Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that as gefinnen aschus of yedin eden, to find something good to say about every yid, or something good that will work on behalf of every yid, improving him, health, and then to try to help every yid, is a klal gadol b'Torah, and that this is a great rule of the Torah, is muvan favas Torah fanemtzich mit yedin eden. That's why we can understand now why the Torah looks after every single yid, even a yid which needs that extra assurance, otherwise may not do the mitzvah. And therefore make sure to also find the way that even this yid will be able to keep that mitzvah properly, that he needs to fend off the Yetzirah. The Torah wants to take care of him too. Rabbi Akiva is the one that would find that necessary. Every yid needs to be considered. The Bai is Rashi Medayik, and in addition to this, Rashi also says, Hoye Rabbi Akiva Yomer. Not just Rabbi Akiva said, but Rabbi Akiva would say, he was wont to say, as a fleg de maimen nocha nan chazaren, that he would constantly repeat this statement. Because those bavaist as in the bavarish for dibritorik negri yitzahara, which means, what do you mean he constantly said this? What does somebody constantly say? Something that he, that concerns him, something that he's, you know, that is important to him. Which means that Rabbi Akiva in this, it's telling us that the Torah here was trying to counter the Yetzirah, Hatzacharoi gesagt, Azach, this expressed an idea, was is miyuchad v'abunim mit mahusim alosai Sharev Akiva, which is particular, specific to the level and the greatness of Rabbi Akiva personally. That's why he would say it all the time. When the father Dafke Rabbi Akiva gechazed wegen dem greiser tiel is the fun, and that's why it was Rabbi Akiva that would repeat this all the time. The importance of this idea that the Torah countered the Yetzirah. Rabbi Akiva had the esh the fetziger. What's unique about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva had the esh the fetziger from sein leben nicht gelernt kein Torah. As is well known, Rabbi Akiva, the first 40 years of his life, did not study Torah at all. Ez dan, only after v'mahatem tzugizot tzchar, when he was promised a reward, which means his future, his prospective wife, said to him, if I marry you, will you go learn? In other words, if you promise to go learn, then I will marry you. So in other words, she's rewarding him for going to learn. I'll marry you. Either again, learn a Torah. Goes to learn Torah. Is a gegangen learn a Torah? So he went to learn. He was promised a reward, so he went to learn. Kumtoi, so it comes out as by Rabbi Akiva is given kein de matzav fanarei arba shana mani mitzdar by bechinam. In other words, Rabbi Akiva also went through this thought process of, it's 4 years that I'm working for nothing. In other words, talking about the farmer, and it's all for nothing. Sein gain lernen der Teil ist gewesen verbunden mit weg warfen der erste 40 Jahre von sein Leben. Rabbi Akiva, in order to go study Torah, he had to abandon everything that he did for the last 40 years of his life. He had to make a complete change in everything that he did. He's going to stop doing what he did, stop the life that he had till now, and now start up something new. So everything in the 4 years or 40 years, it was all for naught. I have to start from scratch. Durgen lernen Teir is a madgish as the friedige Jorans and a mitzteiran by chinam. By going to learn Teir, he brings to our attention that the earlier 40 years were all for nothing. Sie seinen siste Jorans, they were empty years. They were years filled with nothing. Und er ist gegangen lernen Torah zu Libaschar. Also, he went to learn Torah because he was promised a reward that she will marry him. Even though he was abandoning the first 40 years of his life, and he did it in order to be rewarded. So you might think that he was a big failure. No, he was a great success. That he had such great success, unbelievable success, that we say that all the future Tanoim, all the sages of the Mishnah, everything that they said after post Rabbi Akiva was all explaining the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Everything after Rabbi Akiva was just explaining his opinions. Everything after him was him. That's how great he was. He was the final voice of the Mishnah. And that's why he would say this. This was something that a favorite expression of his, that the Torah speaks to, you have to sometimes counter the Yetzirah, because that's what happened to him. By giving, promising him a reward, he started learning Torah on Sof Kol Sof, and in the end, gekumen zu sein Madrege Meilus Rabbi Akiva, came to be the great Rabbi Akiva. So it started with a promise of reward, but it led to great things. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, yes, there are times when a yid has to be promised a reward, but it could lead to great things. We don't look down on him. We don't dismiss it. The Torah does deliver on that. Yud. Es ist aber noch als nicht glattig bepinimis in Yana. But still, there is something that needs a further elaboration, at least from the inner dimension of Torah, the view of Chassidus. Sof Sof, in the end, is the neutekeit von Dibra Torah kenegit Yezhara blois from the same misper from Eden. This idea that the Torah needs to counter the Yetzirah or else a yid might not keep the mitzvah, is talking about a small amount of yidin, which are on a very low level, meaning to say that they don't do a mitzvah unless there is a reward. But why was the mitzvah set out? Why does the Torah say that this is how all yidden should do this mitzvah? Do the mitzvah so that you will be rewarded with increased yield. If it's talking only about a small minority, why does the Torah frame the mitzvah for everyone that way? In such a way which emphasizes, brings to our attention that we're countering the Yetzirah. For the vast majority of the we don't need that. So why does the Torah frame it that way? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is the Pirush HaPnimi in Divrei Torah Keneged Yetzirah. What's the inner meaning of a phrase? The Torah speaks to counter the Yetzirah. What it means is, as the mitzvah is in Yonah, that what is the meaning, what is the purpose of a mitzvah? As Torah will the mit ibemachen the Yetzirah. A mitzvah means the Torah is trying to transform the Yetzirah, not to push away the Yetzirah, not to crush the Yetzirah, but to elevate the Yetzirah, transform them. Al derech vahafta, similar to what we say about the vahafta, and it says b'chol levavcha, you shall love Hashem with all your heart, and the word levavcha could have said lipcha. It says two bases, because there are two sides to the heart. B'shnei yitzarecha, there is the right side of the heart, the left side of the heart, the yitzatay, the yitzahara, and you have to love Hashem with the yitzahara too. So in other words, that we need to elevate the yitzahara. Even the yitzahara should love Hashem. And that's what Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzirah means. The Torah speaks to transforming the Yetzirah. As the Yetzirah mitzad atzma is although in Tana Mitzvah, that the Yetzirah on his own should want to do a mitzvah. Not that you have to rely on the Yetzirah to get you to do a mitzvah. The Yetzirah is on board with doing a mitzvah. That's where we have to get to. When the far is a schar from the mitzvah, and that's why the reward for the mitzvah, the Torah says, is so that it will increase the yield. It's only through the refining and transforming the Yetzirah and the animal soul, that's where you get an increased yield in Kedusha. You get more from transforming the Yetzirah than you get from assisting the Yetzirah. Kiyidua Pirush, as we know, the explanation of the Pasuk, V'rav Tfu is B'Koyach Shor, there is much yield from the power of the ox. As the V'rav Tfu is, the simple meaning, of course, is that an ox plows well and you get more yield. But the inner meaning of it is that more, the if you want a great yield, Rav Tfu is, Hayisafa V'ilu Rav B'Kedusha, if you want a great increase in Kedusha and holiness, that comes from the ox, dafke. The ox, of course, means the animal soul. That's the ox. Durchem birf nefesh baham is by transforming and elevating and refining nefesh baham is. That's where you get a true increase in kedusha. Umeatayim in the rufis and of the some of the reason for that is while the avodah is fabunim mitzar, because why is it that there's so much yield from transforming the yetzirah? Because it's connected with difficulty. The neshama serves Hashem with joy, with delight. But the work of transforming, refining nefesh bahamis, the animal soul, for the yigia takes a lot of effort. It's hard work. To break through the concealment that an animal soul presents. And that is done through subduing the Yetzirah, which means you have the urge to do things which the Yetzirah wants to do, the animal soul wants to do, but you have to subdue them. And that's painful. And that's why first there has to be the pain, the hard work of the 4 years, bringing it back to the idea of Orla. Because the Nefesh HaBahamis had kein nishken anob, in that context the Nefesh HaBahamis has no enjoyment. When you're working with the Nefesh HaBahamis, there is no joy. The Nefesh HaBahamis doesn't enjoy doing the right thing. from the tefuah. It has no benefit from the tefuah, from what it's working to achieve. Undur de eskafia, but then through the 4 years of subduing the Yetzirah, you get to the point where you transform the Yetzirah. Until now, when you transform the Yetzirah, the yield is made very powerful, much greater. Much more is accomplished, is gained from transforming the Yetzirah, the ox, than from working with the Yetzirah, with the Nefesh HaLakis, with the godly soul.